Greetings, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio, also simulcasting on eSETI Stargate. We've got Peter Maxwell Slattery coming on tonight. I'm going to do some quick news first, and then we'll bring him on. I want to talk about Jim Jordan. You know, kudos to him. He's, I think he's an Ohio senator, but he literally tore Fauci a new sphincter demanding an answer as to when the people are going to get their constitutional rights back, making it clear COVID does not trump the Constitution, nor does the CDC, the WHO, or Big Pharma. So, you know, great, he's standing up for the Constitution. Finally, we're getting people taking a stand in the political arena. And it was continuously rudely interrupted and objected to by the loony left covering for Fauci, who never answered the question. The left finally said, answered it for him when we hit less than 90%. So with all the false reporting, tests with over 80% false negatives, even the inventor said should not be used. In fact, and in the latest CDC report saying 90% of the deaths reported were not due to COVID, we should already be there. I mean, we're done with this thing. It's a dead horse. So here's a good one. Did you know the CDC can't find an isolate with a mountain of professed dead bodies stacked in trailers behind the hospitals? They can't come up with an isolate. You know, so something's wrong with that story. You know, the dead body story is the wrong part. But wait, if this is not psycho enough, there's more. Laboratories in the U.S. cannot find the COVID in one of the 1,500 people who previously tested positive. Seven universities were involved where all the people examined did not have the COVID. They had influenza A and B, no COVID, you know. So these are clinical scientists, immunologists, virologists at top universities. They can't find it. So what's going on here? You know, what are we being told? So top researchers at Pfizer are saying the vaccines are sterilizing women. People are dropping on stage. Pregnant women are losing their babies. And one woman just lost her two-year-old right after getting the shot. Why would you give a two-year-old an experimental vaccine? Seriously? Come on, mom. You know, let's mothers start taking care of your kids. Keep it away from them. They're not going to get it. And here's another one. They say don't have sex after the shot for a month because your partner can have a reaction. Now we're seeing pictures of people with broken out with extreme body rashes due to having sex with somebody that got the shot. So you might want to think about that. So when confronted with this, Gates and Fauci just grin. They have this evil smirk, totally void of empathy and compassion. So they're grinning because they're getting their way. And it's all about eugenics, basically, population control. So we can all end this by asking Gates, Fauci, Moderna, and Pfizer experts, you know, when did you have the patents for COVID-19, the tests, and falsely referred to vaccines, which are in truth experimental gene therapies, not sanctioned by the FDA, and they're using aborted fetal tissue. So some of these patents go back to 2005. So why in the heck would they have these patents that early? Here's the next one. Next question. Were you involved in gain of function research either in the States or Wuhan, China, turning COVID into a bioweapon? Research forbidden by U.S. law. Follow the money. Gates and Fauci are extremely involved in that. There we go. And here's the third question. How much money did Gates, Fauci, Pfizer, Moderna make? I mean, right there, you know, off of this whole program. And what are the consequences, you know, to humanity for this thing? Now, you might want to ask them a bonus question. What happened to the test animals and the human guinea pigs with the trial vaccines? I go, these are elephant in the room questions no one is asking. Where are the ferrets now? How many people died in the first trials? And what happened when they recontracted any kind of a flu or cold or whatever? What happened to the ferrets? You know, just, I think we need a t-shirt that says Ferret Lives Matter, you know, so something like that. Maybe we'll work on that. So now they're finding Morgellon Fabers, nanotech on the mass, and from 300 to 400 viruses on the mass, not to mention bacterial pneumonia. And during the Spanish flu, most people died of secondary bacterial pneumonia from the mass. So all of the toxins, virus, and bacteria your body are expelling stay on the mask. They're also saying low oxygen levels and breathing in carbon dioxide is causing brain damage, especially with the children who are still forming their little brains, you know? So, you know, this does explain the behavior of some of the progressive left oxygen challenged mass Nazis that we're having to encounter here. You know, you can't use logic with them. Now, just when you thought it was any crazier, a new study, university study, found progressive left females have a much higher level of mental illness. I would say cognitive dissonance is epidemic, not to mention critical thinking and research impairment. But what's going on here? You know, and this would tie into the behavior. But anyway, a lot of people are going to get mad about this. This is a university study. You know, this is not me just making things up. Now, if I were a conspiracy theorist, I would say it looks like someone is trying to reduce the population to destroy a thriving economy and throw us back into serfdom and have total control over our wealth and our health. I'd also have to add, as their goals, the destruction of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and take down America. But wait, the military just released they have the evidence of an elaborate plan to destroy America. The plan includes bio war, you know, cyber war, and a lot of bought and paid for corrupt politicians. Gee, go figure. You know, this is no longer conspiracy theory. This is the military coming out with this. So now we have vaccine cards. Don't leave home without it because you won't be able to go anywhere, travel, the market, the drugstore, the restaurants, the gym. Once you register, rumor has it, they can even control your bank account. Sounds like fun to me. Klaus Schwab, spokesman for the New World Order, might make good on his promise. You will own nothing and be happy because they will own it all, except for the happy part. I don't think any of us are going to be happy with how this turns out if they have their way. So I strongly suggest go grab a copy of Brave New World and learn about Big Brother and doublespeak and then rethink this. Now, there's one more thing I wanted to say. You know, this is another one that's over the top here in the hypocrisy level. The Marxist founder of BLM, Patricia Kahn Cullors, just bought a multi-million dollar mansion in an all-white neighborhood. Looks like she bought several other ones too, so we'll get more on that later. But it looks like somebody was played here, and I wonder what'll happen when BLM shows up in her neighborhood. You know, is she gonna call the police or invite them in for cocktails? Who knows? But anyway, that's it. That's all I have for you. Just really start using discernment right now. Use critical thinking. Do your own research because things are just so crazy. I can't even believe these people are pulling this stuff off and nobody's holding them accountable. It's just unbelievable. And so on a lighter note, there's UFOs showing up around the world. They're just a massive amount of ships. And I'm going to bring Peter Maxwell Slattery on. He's a regular on our guests. He's a singer, songwriter, ufologist, documentary makes filmmaker. I can go on and on and on. He's just opened up his Jaya. It's like Yosetti down under, basically, Yosetti, Australia. And I want to bring him on the show to find out what's happening to him. So without any further ado, Peter, are you with us?
Hey, going, brother. Good to be back on.
Yeah, going great. Yeah, crazy world we live in. How's things over there? Are they finally figuring it out? Enough people rising up and saying enough of this nonsense?
There's a little bit of that. It's they're looking at opening international borders sooner than later. So, yeah, I haven't watched the news for months now. So I've got I didn't watch it for like 10 years until this all happened, just to try and figure out what you could do. But then I got to a period that there's no use watching it. So I'm sort of just learning off everyone else. But we are seeing some things where I think the Prime Minister said the other day that if we open up, we're looking at 1,000 cases straight away. And some are saying just do it. Others are sort of really concerned. So it is what it is, mate. As you see over there with what's going on there as well, mate.
Yeah, I go to alternative websites to find out what's going on because you're not going to get anything. I actually have this little button here.
Fake news. Fake news. Fake news.
You can't get anything from the news. I mean, especially, you know, CNN boys and these other guys. But there's some new news that's coming out. I think it's I can't remember the name of them, but some they're a lot more progressive. And then, you know, Hannity and Tucker are really starting to come out, you know, and really blaze and start covering a lot of this. They don't go the distance. They need to go a little further, but hopefully they will.
They're pretty well known over here as well, especially Tucker. Carlson is pretty well known over here as well. So it's good that they do get some, and Hannity's, but not as much as Tucker. But it's good that some of the stuff's getting out there to Australia, because it sort of just gets wheels turning in the mind to see a bigger perspective from a mainstream news source as well.
Yeah, Sean Hannity did a special here on East SETI on the ranch.
Oh, cool.
I got to give him some of the new footage. I can get a hold of these. I don't know how to get a hold of these guys, but I should get some new footage to them to blow their mind. Maybe we'll work together on that and get us both on there. But there's so much going on. I know you've got some amazing. You've got that new place you've got that just looks amazing. And it's supercharged too. You're sitting right on a vortex as well. There's all kinds of energy.
There is multiple. I got the dowsing rods out, like you said, and there's already like five areas that are spinning. And that's only on a quarter of the property, basically, I've gone on with it. My brother was saying, you should do more and find out what's going on here. And it's like, actually, my brother and Anita, who says g'day as well, they were visiting, and they both saw one of the beings that we've been talking about fully materialize. And I was just like, she's always visiting, so it was good that they got to see that. But if Robert hits the video, that can sort of play while we're talking. There's a video that I sent Robert. It just shows a little bit of the property. It's 6 acres that I've got, and I'm here pretty much 90% of the time by myself, except for the other beings popping through. But we've got the pyramid set up, the stone circle. We're doing a lot more to it when I've got some help here as well. And it's a really energized place, like you were saying. So there's been craft after craft after craft, even daytime stuff, but I've only been able to use snapshots of the daytime craft because I just haven't been able to zoom up on them. Part of it's because of the sun in my eyes or on the viewfinder. We've had some daytime sightings in the video. When it goes to the UFO bit, if people can try and see or find, it's almost like Where's Wally, there's a triangle formation in the video as well, that's flying underneath the lit up orb as well. So people might be able to see that. Yeah. But it's Jay's Sanctuary. Now, Jay is the Sanskrit word which stands for victory, but also self-mastery and a balance of masculine and feminine. But it's the home to East SETI Australia. So it's where the CE5 events, self-mastery events and workshops, all through our private invitation, which will be up on jaysanctuary.com or eastsetiaustralia.org, as well as petermaxwellslattery.com. So there's a lot going on. We talk daily, so you're up to date with a lot that's going on here. But that's sort of like a brief sort of sketch of what's going on here anyway.
Well, maybe we can get Robert to play the clip, and then you can just go ahead and narrate. I'll just bug out till the clip's over with.
Yeah. You said we'll hear it. It might have already played. I'm not sure, because I can't hear any audio from the video that you said would be playing.
Yeah, I don't hear it either.
Yeah. So also, there's a photo of a being I recently took that I sent to you straight away, that it came in apparition form, and I did see mist and stuff coming about, so you can feel the energies. It was in the stone circle. Now, if you play with the photo, you can see the stone in the middle of the stone circle and solar lights in the background, but there was this being fully materialized. And it's just another example of what we talk about, that you and I witness on a daily basis. Just the beings, like in the Bible, they talk about the beings being in a cloud, like a cloud surrounded them, and it was God or an angel. It's very much the same sort of thing that we're talking about in terms of the contact that you and I have, as well as physical and then astrally and non-physically. So it's getting interesting, we can say that for sure.
Yeah, it looked like a plasma energy, but it was taking form. Looked like a female to me, like a goddess type energy. And that was the first hit I got that. And then I also got a lot of Aboriginal energy. Like they were coming there to be healed.
There's a lot of that going on here.
Yeah. You're going to have a lot of visitors there that aren't physical. They told me about East SETI. They said, you have no idea how much healing work you're doing here. Non-physical. They said, though, you know, you've helped out. I'm not going to tell you how many people we've cleared up here. People would be shocked if I told you the real numbers. But the non-physical being, you know, sometimes we're clearing like 30 to 100,000 at a time, people that are stuck, you know, in the astral level. And I know your center there is going to help clear up a lot of the astral level there in Australia, because you're going to have a lot of people coming there you know, to
definitely
to
get... And I've been lucky to work with you doing the same thing, so it's just something where we're expanding now, and it's great that it's under the umbrella of eSETI as well, that I've got your support and friendship and all that. And I think, you know, basically my day is just get up, meditate, do exercise, and then I'm doing, you know, clients for 2 or 3 hours, and then I'm out on the land doing more work and then meditating again. It's just having that balance, I think, and the healing component is the main component of what both of us do as well. It helps people get clear, center, tap into their self-mastery. From there, it's like you're going to get contact anyway, but it's like clean up your own stuff, work first, work on yourself, get centered, and the contact's just there the whole time anyway, whether it's extraterrestrials or masters or spirit beings. But I'll tell you something funny. I was just walking up on the deck here the other day, and I just thought of Ulukai. The phone rings, and it's 2:22 in the afternoon, and it was Brendan on the phone, Ulukai, Brendan Murray. And we had a chat about it as well, and he goes, you're in a portal area, and it was just funny talking to him. So it's, yeah, definitely got a lot of original people's spirit around this area. So, yeah, very energized. So interesting times, mate.
Yeah, yeah, it's getting exciting. I hope we can get through this major censorship program that's going down. Who knows? I mean, we're looking at other.
I don't know if you can see it, there is a cool, trippy spider.
I see him. Yeah,
he's just got on me drink, and it's not alcohol, people. I just thought I'd show you. I'll nice. Let him be. Sorry,
well, I mean, that's nothing compared to those other spiders we ran into.
Oh, mate, I had one here that was that big. It was a huntsman on the window, and I was still like, yeah, they get bigger than that. But, yeah, you guys freaked out on the bus with that one that was on the window there.
That was hilarious. That thing was massive. You know, I've seen a few of those. Down in Mexico, they have one. I forget what it's called. It's same thing, but it's nowhere not as big as the ones that we saw there in Australia. You know, they have these.
Oh, we get kangaroos here every morning too.
Oh, nice.
We've got a lot of kangaroos that come here every morning about 7 o'clock. They actually jump over the fence. One of them's probably nearly about, oh, geez, what would it be for you? 6 foot or a bit bigger?
Yeah.
They do. They get a lot bigger than that. But, yeah, they bounce over the fence. They hang out down near the lake and between there and the portal, and then they just keep going on their route. So, yeah.
You put some grain or apples out for them and see, you know. We can almost pet the deer here. We're like that close. I mean, they come right up to you and they stop. Where's our food? You know, they let us know. But yeah, it's we're having a lot of we're seeing a lot of strange animals around here lately too. Animals we've never seen before.
Are they spirit wise, or is it just physical as well, or a bit of both?
They're physical, but they're really bizarre. I've seen a few things, and at the river house, we took down, I showed you the clip of that. We took down 4 massive trees that were dead. And yeah, I'm sure we shook that area up, because when they hit, they were loud. They really pounded the ground, shook the whole area. So I think we shook up some of the stuff in that back area. But after the trees went down, we're done. I turn around, all these deer are standing there, you know, going, but you know, it's like, the whole area opened up because these trees are like foreboding, you know, they're like widow makers and they're dead and they're hanging over right where you go and hang out by the river and things like that. And I go, you know, we got to take these down because I'm always watching out of the corner of my eye, and you can't sit and relax because you don't know when the wind's going to blow one of those trees down. And one did come down and smashed our fence up pretty good, and we had to cut it up. And it actually, when it came down, one of the branches went into the ground about 3-4 feet into the ground. And so we cut
it
off.
That's a lot of pressure.
And we made a table out of it. It's just the branch is stuck in the ground, and we made a table out of the tree, and it's just sitting there. It's kind of funny, but we use the trees to make little tables and firewood. You know, we utilize everything. But, yeah, it's sad to see a tree like that, because they were 100-plus years old. You know, but you know, they're dead. Yeah, we had to take them down.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's just making sure, and it's cleaning it up too for so many different reasons, whether it's fire or just, you know, pests and all that sort of thing, clean up. We just did a massive 3-day clean up here. My brother was here for the weekend, and yeah, we had a few different bonfires going around, but it was just all stuff that was dead, old, you know, lots of gum leaves and branches and that are under the trees that can be a bit of a hazard, but you've got to do what you've got to do as well. But yeah.
I know when you get a lot of people putting energy in the land with the right intention, the ships start appearing, especially when you have a nice big bonfire. Did you have ships come in to check it out?
Well, we straight after the video that I did that's on social media, where I did a bit of a joke, like I'm doing a clearing and I turned it towards the bonfire. About 10 minutes after that, my brother and I both had a daytime craft come over. And you can only just see it in the video. It's not really worth putting up compared to the other material that I've got, but I just couldn't. Again, the sun in the eyes and the glare on the viewfinder, it was just too hard. But yeah, there's that. The first night I was here, actually in the video that Robert put up, the first craft you see is actually the first night I got here. And it was straight over the trees out the front.
Nice.
So there's the energy's here, but I think, like you said, they're giving us a sort of a thumbs up and support with everything that's going on here, just like you are as well. So it's intensifying. And the bios are getting galactic.
I call them galactic cheerleaders. You know, they're going, yeah, do it. You know, keep going. And there's sometimes I there's so much work here. Like I'm just dragging, you know, I go, man, I don't know how much longer I can do this. And all of a sudden I see a ship pop in and say hi. And I go, okay, I'm good. You know,
you can do it.
Yeah. People don't realize how challenging this is. I mean, we have stuff coming at us you wouldn't believe. And lately I've never seen such attacks by everything from reptilians to the Gray Alliance to djinns to everything's coming out of the woodwork right now. And a lot of light workers are really getting hammered, you know, and I tell them, I go, well, if you've got the dark ones, you also got the light ones, you know, start calling them in to do their part. And they totally outgun the dark ones. You just have to make your connections and call them in.
A lot of dream time attacks for people at the moment too, as well. They're just really getting hammered in the daytime, in the dream time. A lot of the light workers are as well. So it's just keeping up the clearings. Even see it as training that when you're in that dream state, take control, take authority in terms of being of the light and not putting up with what the darkness is doing. Because I find it's sort of like a common thing that those that are really doing the work, they may be unbeknownst to them at the start, but they get those dream time attacks. And it's like, you're doing good if you're getting that, but it doesn't endorse and make it okay to be getting those attacks. It just means you've got to step up another level. And as you're stepping up, you're raising your frequency, so you've got to ground more as well. But it's really that sort of self-mastery practice, which this is about, and what you've been doing for how long I've been around. It's really self-mastery. It's training. There's no manual, but we've got to all learn off each other and grab what works and put it in the toolbox, so to speak, with practices and clearings and so forth.
Yeah, we have the clearings on the website. They're free to anybody that wants to use them, and they work. I mean, they're very old. They go back to Pythagoras, basically, but these clearings are you know, they're a little bit kind of Christian based, because we talk a lot about Jesus and Babaji and Eastern thought and things like that. And but you can call the beautiful many, you can call Kuan Yin, Mary, you know, Buddha, it doesn't matter. They still work, whoever you want to bring in to assist you to do these clearings. And it's more of a universal thing. You know, it's not just a religious thing. This is a universal clearing that works for all cultures, and we're being tested right now, and we really need to step up to the plate and stand in our own divinity, our own self-authority.
All the beings are a part of it, whether it's Kuan Yin, Jesus, Mary, Buddha, doesn't matter. They're all part of this bigger picture as well. So it's good you said that, because some people will see it strictly one way, and it's like they're universal beings, and then you've got the extraterrestrials and transdimensional beings beyond that as well. So it's working and calling upon what you feel you need to at the time, and they specialize in different areas. So you go with your heart, sort of gauge it, work with them. You'll start to network it a bit more and more with them.
Yeah, I always ask people, what's outside your box? And isn't that God too? Like, if everything came from Creator, everything outside your box is Creator too. And so, you know, we have to start tearing down the walls and expand, you know, in awareness. And pretty soon you take in everything, you know, like all the masters say, the whole universe is within you. And once we understand that, we have control over it, we can start clearing these energies.
Definitely. And I think this is like the time now where a lot of people are opening up to this sort of thing as well. So there's a lot of newcomers coming to this. And I think it's just being discerning, but following your heart at the same time, because people get bombarded with such new information that it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
But just coming back to basics, following the heart, whether it's people you're learning from, teaching from, videos you're watching, bring it back to basics, because it can get quite overwhelming. But like we've talked about before, in the last year, the new people that have woken up, is just phenomenal. It's, you couldn't put numbers on it. It's just so big and vast by the day. More and more people are waking up. So we're seeing this exponential change in human evolution that, like I've been saying lately, we've got to bring it back to God. God's got this. And it's not from a religious but a universal point of view. And what are we doing to bring joy in? You know, bring joy back. What are we doing? And that's why it's great hanging out with you and what we do, because we're telling jokes and laughing and cracking up most of the time, that this is what people need to be operating with. And a lot of gurus, masters, yogis, you hang out with them, they're doing the same thing. They're not 100% serious, you know, 100% of the time sitting there doing their thing. It's, we've got to bring that joy and bliss back. And like we've talked about, and you've told me as well, when you're on that frequency, that's what brings them in.
Yeah.
Because they don't want that dense, heavy energy. So we've got to remind ourselves of just joy and the finer things in life, which are just free, naturally, as the saying goes.
Yeah, tell bad jokes and have fun. The you know, I always tell people, you want to find a master, find one with just a wicked sense of humor. And that's probably the highest master you'll find. And luckily, the lamas I studied with and yogis, they had incredible senses of humor. And they would teach you through it. You know, through the humor, they would teach you things and stuff. So, you know, it's kind of hilarious. But, you know, people without a sense of humor, you know, these rigid programs, and people are all stoic, and you have to do this, and you have to do this, and you've got to hold this just this way, and do this ceremony, and just like that. If you've got entities that are going to punish you for not doing it right, you need some new entities. You need some new masters and some new gods, because the thing about it is that, you know, In the most unlimited understanding, Creator doesn't have an ego. It can't judge. It doesn't have, it's beyond that. It just is. It just says as you wish, you know, and we create out of it whatever we want. And there's a lot of miscreation going on right now. And creation's outside of universal law. But what I see with all the higher consciousness and energy coming in, all these extremely advanced civilizations adding their consciousness to the collective consciousness of Earth, that universal law is coming in, and this, they're saying that the end of tyranny is right around the corner. It's not that far away, that this is all going to clap, because everything's being energized, and the downward spiral is being accelerated and energized, and the upward spiral is being accelerated and energized. So it's just a huge energizer. And the polarities are going to split, and we all know where the downward spiral goes. You know, that it collapses and gone.
Just a matter of time. We're in that process. And there is something, like I say to people, with this change in consciousness. It's very much like what I'll use as an analogy with, we'll say, driving a car. For example, in kilometers, from 0 to 50, it's a bit slow. Let's say, unless you've got a bloody Tesla, of course, which you can go from 0 to 100 like that. But you know, to get from 0 to 50, it's a little bit slow, but from 50 to 100, it's exponentially quicker. So it's like also boiling water on a stove. You're not going to get to boiling point instantaneous. It's got a process, but once it's halfway, it's a lot quicker there. So there's your speed up. But, you know, these beings have got love, compassion, non-judgment, those that are purely there for Creator. Creator's like that itself. And if there is any sort of strict process, like you said, it'll be worth really checking who and what you're working with, because there's no sort of, we could say, punishment or anything sort of adverse effects when people are just operating purely for source and awareness and things like that. So it's just trying to work with that in an average way. I got another bug on me now. Got them all around you.
Yeah.
I hope you can still hear me. There we go. But yeah, it's just being aware of those sorts of things. I think we've talked before about this community. It's just, it's something where, unfortunately, there's a lot of structure and control and manipulation and people that are working with certain people that we have to clean up the mess after a lot of the time. We're not saying that out of ego. It's just something we're both of us have found, especially yourself, over many years, and it's coming back to what feels right in the heart.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's so important to maintain critical thinking, discernment, and realize that, even, you know, all these spirituality, ufology, politics, it doesn't matter. There's an extreme controlled narrative. And you know, it's you know, all of it has this social engineering involved in it. And you got to get past that. And not only, you know, the people at the top are not necessarily the ones you want to be talking to. it's like the people probably mid-level on down. Some of the people you never heard about are the ones that have more grasp on what's really going on. But there's going to be a controlled narrative that's going to censor them and cut them out. It's funny because we won't mention his name. A certain doctor's having this 20-year anniversary, you know, of disclosure. And you know, we've been doing this here at the ranch for 35 years, you know, and it's the most censored place on the planet, I think. It's unbelievable the activity we've had here for 35 years, and not little tic-tacs, not fuzzy, grainy stuff. And, you know, major spontaneous healings, all these crazy things happening here. And we got the video, the photographs. We've got triple PhD Boeing engineers, Lockheed Skunk Works, Air Force base commanders, pilots, air traffic controllers, all these guys testifying of what they've, even NASA, of what they've seen here. And they go, these aren't ours, you know, over the years. And you wonder why, you know, this is not getting out, why we're still talking about, are they real? Are UFOs real? Do they exist? Is there a government cover up? I go, seriously, guys, that's like kindergarten. You know, let's step up.
It's child's play. It's child's play.
Yeah, let's step up to who they are, why they're here, what does an advanced civilization act like, how do they treat each other and their environment, and do they have the technologies to assist us in rising, you know, and in spiritually and cleaning up our environment, you know, like what kind of governing systems do they use? What kind of energy systems do they use? You know, how do they grow their food? You know, these are the questions we should be asking, but because the narrative is so controlled, we're still stuck in this 70-year-old conundrum of, do UFOs exist and who are they, and are they a government cover-up? We're not even getting into who are they. It's just, I don't know, it's so old. And what really gets me, people come to me and they mention these other people, and I go, we've been doing this for 35 years. And we've been telling people when and where the ships are going to show up, who's on the ships, even their names. We know them by name. Like, what the hell is going on here? This is like, it's like Psychoville when you look at it. It's just like,
we've both done it over and over and over, especially yourself for that many years. And this is the point where I'm saying now, even when there's official disclosure in terms of whatever people think that is, if it's some dude in a suit standing behind a microphone and now we're going to accept it. I've been saying, and like the information from Shiji, is going to be the truth wrapped in a lie, meaning the truth is, yes, extraterrestrials are real, but it's going to have an agenda with it that meaning it's wrapped in. And eventually, in a short period, from what I've been told, the pure truth will be coming out afterwards. But this is more multidimensional. Like I say, extraterrestrials aren't even 5% of what's out there. Once you get past the realms, even where they only go beyond, or the masters, saints, sages, the realms of imagination, that's where it starts getting interesting, back to source. But we cover a lot of these. What I will say for people watching, that there's a documentary that will be out later this year that James and I are in, which is actually on my case with John Vivanco, Mary Rodwell and Jason Gleaves, that is called Multidimensional. And it's going to cover a lot of, not just on my case, but a lot of the stuff that James has said, and it's going to elaborate a lot more from James in it as well, because unfortunately we're at a point where people need to get past authority outside of themselves. It's like, you know, as I've said to you before, if a bird lands on the front yard, do I ring up the government and go, can you come around here and tell me if there's a bird on the front yard? You know what I mean? It's like, it's at that point, really, that's what people are doing.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, why can't they just land and talk to us? Well, one is you've got to be frequency specific to it, pardon me, but you really have to. That's why you... Like we've talked before with John, it's like throwing a brick at them if you're not. Then they can't come through. There will be telepathy, but they're not going to do much more than that. Maybe show you something in the sky. But again, the ETs are still going through self-mastery. Of course, we've got trans-dimensional loving extraterrestrials that have reached that trans-dimensional state, but they're still going through self-mastery. It's, if they're in a nuts and bolts type craft, which I'll say is a flying saucer, they're still going through self-mastery because they're not in their Merkaba yet. That's where you get these. You get, that's when you get to the next level. So it even shows that the extraterrestrials don't know at all, but they're assisting us to pull us up to their level if we're willing to meet them halfway, and then we can join a part we could say the Galactic Federation or whatever people want to term it, to where we all start playing a part within it, but we're going to be students for a long time doing it, meaning the whole human race. There'll be those that will be representatives and things like that, but it'll be by everyone chosen. It won't be by an elite group. That whole control system is going to go out the window. That's my rant anyway.
Yeah, we're in a major cleanup right now because, I mean, the ETs have been here all along, you know, back since the Anunnaki, and some fell and some were benevolent, some weren't. And they made pacts with reptilians and the grays and the gray alliances thing. That's been going on for thousands and thousands of years. And so, and it's infiltrated everything, the religions, politics, business, everything. And now that we're in the process of cleaning that up, and you're seeing these psychopaths on really high levels making statements that are, you're going, I didn't really hear that. Did that guy just say what I thought he said, you know, or that woman or whatever? But it's being exposed. They're falling apart because they can't handle the frequencies. They're not frequency specific to where things are going. And but it's just unbelievable. And we have to realize this. This isn't about proving UFOs exist and the back engineered government stuff. This is so much bigger. This is something that's been going on for 500,000 years. It's finally getting cleaned up. We're finally going to get our planet black, where there's going to be a whole planetary liberation thing going on here. And when this is done, we're going to find out who we really are. And it's going to blow people's minds. Most people aren't going to be ready for it. But when all those pressures are off and all that social engineering is gone and all that tyrannical programs and everything they're doing, when all that collapses in on itself, there's going to be an opening beyond imagination, and people are going to take a quantum leap in consciousness and energy and rise to the occasion. And that's when the contact happens. That's when we're going to reunite with the greater family of man out there and these higher civilizations.
It's all about the goat, James.
Yeah.
I said goat man before, but you didn't hear it. But it's just a little joke between me and James anyway. Some close friends will know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But it is that time, mate. It really is that time that, you know, the Lyrians have been coming here for over 20 million years. Really, they started out going out more and more, we could say 500,000 years ago. But the whole soul system's populated.
Yeah.
The whole solar system's got something going on. And then when people are talking about the Orions like they're bad, it's like, all right, you get every species of life on Earth, times that by probably 100,000, that you're getting close to what's an Orion now when we talk about a system so vast and big, not to mention what you've got in each dimension occupying the same space. It's so big and beautiful what we're talking about that we've got to get out of what I say is linear thinking. This is why people can't perceive, like you and I, when we're doing our work, meaning helping people healing, we're getting visions, thoughts, and feelings all at the same time. We're operating trans-dimensionally. And this is the thing, is that we've got to get out of thinking like this and just think like that unboundedly. That's where you can start to perceive things, and it's getting out of that mental mind. It's hard for a lot, and it's hard for a lot to perceive, but this is like old news, what James and I are talking about. But we're getting to the point where we're going to see that unveiling, and it's already happening by the day. The veils are getting thinner, which is why more and more people are waking up with it as well.
Yeah, I equate it to, like, if I went to, let's say, Canada. I went to Canada, you know, people, you know, I get off and, you know, a couple people are rude to me. I'm walking down the street. I take a wrong turn down an alley. I get beat up and mugged and everything else. Well, my view of Canadians is going to be they're all bad. They're all rude. They're vicious, you know, they're violent people, you know. And then I go home and then I tell everybody that story. Everybody's going, oh, they're all violent people, you know, they're, and I tell everybody that story because I'm a victim, you know, and I need everybody to hear my story. And that's kind of the way it is in the universe. You know, there are places you don't go, you stay away from. And there are places that are extremely beautiful and just, you know, enlightened, powerful people there. Can imagine a whole civilization of beings with the Buddha consciousness or the Christ consciousness living together as a civilization. We'd flip out if we went there, you know. We'd be pretty primitive. But, you know, you think about that, you know, it's both sides of the equation are going on. Both polarities are happening at once. And if you have that victim consciousness, and some people rightly, they have been terrorized by ETs, they've been abducted, they've had some negative experiences or experimented on or whatever. That is going on too. That's part of the puzzle, you know, but there's also the higher benevolent stuff. So, but we have to release the past and heal those traumas and connect with the higher dimensional ones. And then we have protection and we have somebody in our camp that can deal with them on their level, even a much, I mean, the, you know, to put it in kind of gross terms, the benevolent ones have the real firepower, period. You know,
yeah.
You know, they have the technology beyond imagination. Matter of fact, just their thought can do whatever they want. But some of these beings, so it's like, you know, what are you going to go for? You know, what sandbox do you want to play in? You know, that's what it all boils down to.
Well, that's where it's just been years and years. We've seen, even within, we could say, the spiritual UFO community, so much inner fighting and stuff like that, which is why now I don't want a part of it. I don't want a part of the UFO or spiritual community. I'm just doing what I do. And thank God I can work with people very closely like yourself and others that are in alignment with that, because we see the narrative controlled even within that we need to get back to basics. We get something easy and we make it something complicated, like most governments do as well. That's what's happening now. It's very simple, but we try to paint things with a brush in a certain way that it's got to be complicated, or you've got to do this, you've got to do that. We've got to get back to basics as people. And there is that time, there is that warrior streak within us, that we have to get that warrior streak out, that we need to step into our power, not let outside influences affect us, send them love and thanks as well, but not put up with it or be energetically drained by it or leak to it as well, because a lot of people will leak energies to external things. So this is where work with the types of beings James has talked about, myself, they're universal beings. There's no sort of construct in anything with this, but this is a huge time to where we're really going to see what we've gone through in the last year. I would say that's a stepping stone for how much more things are going to get a bit hectic. I'd hate to say it, but I think in some level it's got to, for the simple fact that we need the cage rattled for stuff to be exposed. It's not going to be exposed any other way. And people with their, we could say, not just livelihoods, but the necessities, what they think are necessities, a lot of these are going to be coming undone or unusable for certain times through this, whether it's phones or certain things. And people are going to start realizing, let's get back to basics. We don't need to be on the phone 24/7 or electronics or Uber this and Uber that or whatever it is. It's time to get back to basics, and it's going to be forced and pushed upon humanity, whether they like it or not. It's got to happen.
Yeah, if you've got telepathy, what do you need a cell phone for? You know, basically. They say a lot of technology is the failure of ourselves to rise spiritually, you know, and open up those other gifts. You know, I see that too. And if you look at semantics, when a higher frequency comes in, whatever form is there is going to go into chaos. And then eventually it reforms into a higher form, you know, different type of form, more complex, beautiful form. And then you hit it again with another higher frequency and it's going to go into chaos. And then it turns into a more complex, more
that
beautiful
is
form.
Perfect example. Perfect example. Cymatics, there's many different ways that we can say that. 100%. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
It's got to be seen like that as well.
And it's cyclic. The energies coming in are exponentially rising. They're getting stronger. There's wave after wave. There's certain times when stronger energies are coming in, like supermoons and things like that. We have to be aware. Watch the sun when the sun's going off with solar flares and coronal mass ejections. You know, and you get that and a supermoon together, it's crazy. I mean, people, you know, lunar tick.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, you know, watch it. If there's some times when it's a major full moon and the solar flares are hitting, I won't even go into town because I don't want to deal with the crazy.
Man, I know a police officer that you know, I won't say who, but they were telling me for years and years and years that, like, I mean, over 30 years, every time there was a full moon, every single police officer in that station expected something to go down.
Yeah.
It was busy and it was hectic and the cells were full. And I was like, really? And they're like, yeah, every time. So
it happens.
It gets hectic. Yeah.
I can't, you know, when we have a full moon a couple of days before and after, I can't sleep. I'm just buzzing with energy, and I go, damn it, you know. I look at the calendar, oh, it's a full moon. I go out and look outside, sure enough, full moon, you know.
The good things with that, but we've talked about even with the negative entities, though we don't endorse what they do, it does sometimes bring in stuff that we still need to work on. And this is where the ego needs to get kicked out of the window and go, all right, basically, all right, is this, it may not be your thoughts, but what they do is these negative influences or the energies when they brought up, it can use something that you still need to work on and bring it to the forefront that may be hidden so far back that it's like an opportunity, like you say, thanks for showing me what I need to work on still.
Yeah.
And so
that's not their intent. Perfect. It's not their intent when they come in. They try to use your old wounds and traumas and fears and everything to manipulate
the frequency back down.
But you can actually reverse it and say, oh, thanks for showing me that. I didn't see that one, you know, or and you just breathe into it and clear it, you know, get it out, call in the higher dimensional beings, your own God self, and clear these energies out. So in a way, they're doing us a favor, you know. And I like what one guy said. He said, you know, we can greet these things as a god or a goddess or a victim, you know. Which one do you want to be? And I've, you know, and when you're dealing with humans, you got some animal running around back and forth behind you. It's kind of funny. He's, I don't know if it's a bird or.
Oh, yeah. There's so many different types of birds here, man. I've got like these fluoro, beautiful green parrot birds and magpies and stuff I've never even seen before, man, to tell you the truth.
Like, yeah, the cockatoos there.
Yeah, and also the kookaburras.
Yeah, I love those. I love the kookaburras.
And they take care of the snakes, apparently, so I don't mind having them around, but we haven't seen any. So, of course, they'll be about and out and about, but the property's really maintained. So, yeah, but they're good to have around. They're laughing in the morning when I get up and walk out the front and talk to God and the rest of the beautiful beings, and they're just sitting there laughing. I'm like, yeah, g'day to you too.
Yeah. The magpies, too, they have that. They sound like R2-D2.
I never realized that till you mentioned it. And ever since then, I always think of that when I hear them.
Yeah, they sound like a robot or something when they're going off. You go, God, it sounds like R2-D2. Maybe that's where they got his sound. But who knows? Yeah, it's getting interesting. But I'm really seeing a lot of people are kind of pulling themselves up by their bootstraps and realizing that they've got to step up to the plate here and do the clearing work and healing work, and they're calling out for help. And that old saying, God helps those who help themselves. And we're the same way.
Yeah.
People that are stepping forward and going in the right direction and want to stand in their own divinity, you know, we're there 100% helping these people out. You know, but if you want to be a victim and just keep running the same cycles around again and again and again, we don't have time for that. There's too many other people that are rising and are awakening and healing and choosing. You know, it's all about free will, basically.
It is, yeah. And coming back to self-mastery, like what people don't know is 20 years ago, I was studying psychology and counseling. For over 11 years now, I've been doing intense practices, sometimes 8 to 12 hours a day for years, as well as now doing about 4 hours of practices a day. You've been doing it for many years. But the point I'm getting to, whether if we look at it in a mainstream way or a spiritual way, everything comes back to observation. And are we going to go into reactionary mind, which is the R part of the brain where we get triggered? Because I guess what I'm trying to say is it crosses all the board, self-mastery and observation. And when you look at it like that, what I'll say now is pick or choose your battles and if they're even worth putting your energy into. So many times we need to be right. And it's just a thought away to start an argument or a chain reaction of events that can destroy you or put you back a few steps or can bring you forward a few steps. And this is what people, I just want them to think about. Choose, we could say, your decisions wisely in your thoughts, because there's fruit that can come from them. And at the moment, I'm really trying to press upon people, not in a negative way or push it on them, but depart with them, I could say, of to think about your thoughts, where they come from, and how productive the ramifications are from your actions from them. Because we can take ourselves back a few steps or we can jump forward exponentially quick, and it's really just a thought away.
I think, too, one of the biggies is letting go of the need to be right. You know, learn to allow. And, you know, and if people ask you, you can give them your opinion. But if they don't agree with it, just say, well, okay, you know, you asked me.
We can all be right.
Yeah, you're right.
We can all be right.
Yeah, we can all be right.
So in another dimension, 2 + 2 = 10. Yeah. That's all right. That's all right.
You know, on the level of imagination, you know, what's real? If you can imagine it, it's real. So everything is real. There's nothing that's not real. It just might not be real in your dimension or your reality that you've chosen. But I always say, what, you know, if you look at quantum physics, what's real?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, people tell me these stories and other people go away and they go, that person's a lunatic. They're batshit crazy, you know? And I go, well, I don't know. And they go, what do you mean? I go, I'm not here to judge their experience. I said, they may be experiencing that on a different dimension. You know, they may be in the mental planes where everything goes, whatever you think is reality. You know, I said, you know, I don't know. That's not my thing about, is it useful? You know, how is that serving you? Is it useful? How is it serving the awakening healing process? You know, are you, it's like, don't quit your day job. You know, are you chopping wood and carrying water, you know, and things like that, you know? And so, and that's what I see. A lot of people are just kind of evading being here and being grounded, you know, and being physical. And they dismiss. I love the one where they say, it's all an illusion, so it doesn't matter. You know, nothing matters because it's all an illusion. I said, well, on that level, you're right. But on this level, physicality matters, you know. If you don't believe so, I go see that tree over there, take a run at it. see how that works out for you, you know.
I think of that all the time when you say somebody's in the, when you talk to people and they go, I'm in the fifth dimension, and I laugh when you've said to them, we've got to see that tree, go and run at it, if it hurts or not. It's like, it's a perfect, it's all real, but this is what you're vibrating with at the moment. Like I say, there's no use being in the fifth dimension. We're here for the Earth human experience, and we can't experience it like it's completely different from everything else. So we've got to actually embrace that. Embrace the touch of somebody else, or the hug, or the wind on your skin, or the smell of plants, or whatever it is. You can't experience it like this anywhere else. We've got to start getting back to that basic of just enjoying this experience.
People are going to be shocked when they realize that this is the last frontier of creation, the physical. And this is where creator gets to experience itself and walk among its creations, which is us. And it's really a mind blower when you think about it. Like, I look at creation and how creation came into being and all the little intricacies of it, and I'm just blown away. Who designed this? You know, where did this come from? What kind of intelligent design did this? You know, and I look at a lot of the plants and things like that are here on Earth, and you know, you talk to the Pleiadians, they go, yeah, we brought that here. That we terraformed that. That came from our system. Like the tree, the Plumeria tree, same thing. That came from the Pleiades, actually. There's a lot of other things that came out. And when I first smelled those blossoms, I went, God, I mean, I just triggered it. It really triggered soul memory for me. I go, why am I so infatuated by this fragrance? I couldn't figure it out. And then I found out why, but later, there's so many things that were brought here. You know, a good example is sheep. You know, nobody knows where sheep came from. They just appeared. You know, ancient Lyrians brought the sheep. So we won't go into the goat, but
goat. I don't know who got ready on the other properties. There's none on this. I haven't got anything on this property, but there's enough birds, so I'm happy with that. But yeah, there's sheep across the road and sheep in the next farm. I'm just surrounded by farms, but there's sheep around.
Yeah, just get a few sheep and just let them eat your field down. You know.
You know what? I like mowing it. I've got the ride on it, and it only takes me about 3.5-4 hours to do 6 acres. I just zone out and just
they
need that after mowing all the weeds.
They mow it for you. They fertilize it. They do everything. Yeah. But
I thought about a couple of alpacas. I like alpacas. They look cool with the long neck, and they're just doing their thing. They can spit on you if you get rowdy with them.
yeah, they're interesting. Like a llama, you know. A lot of times you put a llama in your field, and they keep all the other critters around that might be eating your sheep, you know. But which is interesting. They can get really aggressive. You know, I've seen them, but.
You got the one down the road from your house.
Yeah. There's a few down there. I met a llama named Rambo, and he was appropriately named Rambo. And, big male, and boy, he would posture and he'd just get right up into your face, you know, you know, it was like, I go, what do I do here? I said, because I'm about ready to punch this thing out. if it continues, I said, he said, just don't look at it. Don't look it in the eye. You know, I kept kind of looking down and kind of like backing away from it. And
it's telepathically hitting there going, do it, James. Just look at me. Go on, do it.
It was real aggressive and I was trying to figure out what to do with it, but the owner told me what to do. It's kind of interesting. It looks like we're hitting the end of the hour, unfortunately. God, there's so many things we could talk about and keep going, but we're going to wrap it up here. What's the best way for people to get in touch with you, and do you have any last words for the show?
Just everyone to be kind, look after yourself, and don't be judgmental on yourself either. And just do what you can to bring joy back in, whether it's listening to music or doing stuff you used to do, hobbies, talk to friends and family, just look after yourselves. And people can go to petermaxwellslattery.com, jsanctuary.com or ecityaustralia.org just for any of the updates and events. So I'm hoping to be getting things open really by September. Thanks for having me on. It's just great having the conversations that, we're not always so intense, but it's just, great to come on and just talk to you and have some fun, mate.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing, too. You know, people really, if it doesn't empower you as an individual, and if you're not having fun, you know, it's not sustainable, you know, so try something else. That's the bottom line.
Just a matter of time.
Anyway, so awesome having you on the show, and your place looks awesome. I hope you all the best and success there. And unfortunately, folks, we're out of time. So this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio and eSteady Stargate signing off. Have a great evening and keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. That's all you need. Good night.